Hello and welcome to this week's Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. And as you know, those of you that have been listening into the Poem of the Week podcast for over the weeks and months, and well, it might even be, well, maybe not years, but anyway, a long while now, we've certainly had well over 100 poems, maybe more like 200 or something like that. I've lost touch, but I think we've had almost 100 weeks of Poem of the Week anyway. I could be talking nonsense. But what I try to do, as you know, is to follow up to a point, the seasons of the year, liturgically and the natural seasons. And because this is the month of May, the primary thing we're doing this month, during the calendar month of May, is to have our Marian Fest, our festival of Marian poetry, poetry inspired by the Blessed Virgin Mary. But also look at, you know, keep an eye on other things. This week's Isidore the Farmer. So I thought about maybe looking for some pastoral poetry. And then there's St. Brendan. And actually, Belloc mentions St. Brendan in one of his one of my favourite of his poems. But I've decided. I think there's another possibility as well. Oh, St. Dunstan, another great Anglo-Saxon Archbishop of Canterbury. The best thing I could read for St. Dunstan is not a poem, but Belloc's wonderful story about him in The Four Men. And perhaps at some stage in the future, we'll read The Four Men as part of the Revisiting Old Favourites, and we'll get to St. Dunstan then. So having given a deferential nod to those various saints, we're going to concentrate on the Blessed Virgin today, and we're going to have two poems that are sort of connected, certainly connected thematically, at least one of which I know I've read before because it's a great favourite. But as I said, if you listen to all of them, we've had several hundred poems, and I'm not going to refuse to read a favourite poem because we've read it once. You know, no one complains if you hear Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony for a second time, or a favourite popular song, and of course the great poetry is music, linguistic music, lyrical poetry, as the name suggests, lyrical. They are songs, so spoken perhaps, but the language is itself musical and beautiful. So that's my way of apologising, if that's the right word, if an apology is necessary, for the fact that at least one of the poems we've read before, possibly both of them. The one I know we've read before is St. John Henry Newman's Pilgrim Queen, which will be the second of the two I read. But it connects very nicely, actually, with the first, which I'm not sure whether I've read before. If I have, I think it was some time back. The title that's given to it sometimes, and the title that we use in my book, Poems Every Catholic Should Know for It, is The Lament for Walsingham. It's sometimes called The Ballad of Walsingham. And this is anonymous, though sometimes attributed, I think, actually to St. Philip Howard. But I could be wrong there. Yes, I think it is. So anyway, without further ado, I just by the way of connecting them thematically here. So The Lament for Walsingham was written possibly by St. Philip Howard, who would be a martyr for the faith, within a generation or two, so within a few decades, of the destruction of the shrine by Henry VIII in the 1530s. The shrine to Our Lady of Walsingham was the primary Marian shrine in the whole of Christendom since an apparition in the year 1061. And in the Middle Ages, people travelled from all over Christendom in order to go on pilgrimage to Walsingham. So many people were on the Walsingham Way, as it was called, that the Walsingham Way became known as the Milky Way. That there were so many, sort of the number of pilgrims on that path to Walsingham, it was like the number of stars in the galaxy. You know, numerous, countless numbers. And it was destroyed. And then the second poem by St. John Henry Newman. So both of these poems actually are by saints, if it's correct that St. Philip Howard wrote The Lament for Walsingham, then both of these poems are by saints of the church. But St. John Henry Newman's poem relates the history of the Pilgrim Queen, in other words, the Blessed Virgin, is plaintively describes the way she's been treated by the people of England from the time of the Reformation, in other words, after the time of Merry England. So I don't think I'm going to say much between the two, because I think they follow on very well. If you like, the Lament for Walsingham is the weeping over the body, if you like, of Christ, the shrine, even though it's the Mother of Christ, of course, these are all Christian shrines. So the first is the weeping over the body of Christ, the Pieta, the descent from the cross. The second is tells of the resurrection. So it's a perfect combination. Okay. The Lament for Walsingham. Bitter, bitter, oh, to behold the grass to grow where the walls of Walsingham so stately did show. Such were the worth of Walsingham while she did stand. Such are the racks as now do show of that so holy land. Level, level with the ground, the towers do lie, which with their golden glittering tops pierced out to the sky. Where were gates, no gates are now, the ways unknown, where the press of friars did pass, while far her fame was blown. Owls do strike where the sweetest hymns lately were sung. Toads and serpents hold their dens where the palmers did throng. Weep, weep, O Walsingham, whose days are nights, blessings turned to blasphemies, holy deeds to despites. Sin is where Our Lady sat, heaven turned to hell. Satan sits where Our Lord did sway. Walsingham, oh, farewell. And then The Pilgrim Queen, a song by St. John Henry Newman. There sat a lady all on the ground, rays of the morning circled her round. Save thee and hail to thee, gracious and fair, in the chill twilight, what wouldst thou there? Here I sit desolate, sweetly said she, though I'm a queen and my name is Marie. Robbers have rifled my garden and store, foes they have stolen my heir from my bower. They said they could keep him far better than I, in a palace all his, planted deep and raised high. 'Twas a palace of ice, hard and cold as were they, and when summer came, it all melted away. Next would they barter him the supreme, for the spice of the desert and gold of the stream. And me they bid wander in weeds and alone in this green, merry land, which once was my own. I looked on that lady, and out from her eyes came the deep, glowing blue of Italy's skies. And she raised up her head, and she smiled as a queen on the day of her crowning, so bland and serene. A moment, she said, and the dead shall revive. The giants are failing, the saints are alive. I am coming to rescue my home and my reign, and Peter and Philip are close in my train. Now, usually I don't comment, no postscript on the poems of the week, maybe a brief introduction. But I let the poem speak for themselves, and it's almost the postscript is an anticlimax. But I would say one thing by way of breaking that golden rule. At the end of the poem, in case people get confused, I am coming to rescue my home and my reign, and Peter and Philip are close in my train. We might understand why St. Peter would be close on Our Lady's train, right? That the Pope will return when the Blessed Virgin returns. That makes sense. But who is Philip? And we might be tempted to think, of course, that it's St. Philip the Apostle, in which case we might also wonder why St. Philip as opposed to one of the other apostles. But in actual fact, of course, if we know anything about St. John Henry Newman, it's St. Philip Neri. Of course, John Henry Newman was a follower of the spirituality of St. Philip Neri, and that's why he built the Birmingham Oratory, part of the Oratorian movement in England. So that's what he's talking about, that the spirit, not just of St. Peter, the papacy, but also of the Oratory, the Oratorians, St. Philip Neri, will be returning when the Queen of Heaven also, Our Lady of Walsingham, also returns to England, to merry England. Indeed, England would indeed be merry as and when that happens. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening to the Poem of the Week this week in the Inner Sanctum. And please do join me next week for the next Poem of the Week, where we will be continuing our Marian Fest, a feast of poetry inspired by and in honour of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Thanks so much, everybody. Goodbye and God bless.